Welcome to Kid Coach Conversations, the show where we ask children quick, fun, and thought-provoking questions to develop their creativity, critical thinking, and many other key skills in just a few minutes every day. Hi, my name's Kevin, founder of Kid Coach and dad of two kids. As a parent, I was always wondering if I was doing enough with my children. So I started writing questions for them that were quick and fun to talk about, but also built key 21st century skills I knew they would need. When I shared the questions with other parents, they loved how it launched more meaningful conversations at home, and the Kid Coach app was born. Turns out that this approach is perfect for parents of 6 to 12 year olds who want to be more hands-on in their children's development, and for those seeking conversations to get their kids talking and thinking, but who only have 5 minutes a day to do so. So if that's you, then stay tuned, because you're about to hear exactly how it works. In these episodes, my team and I will be asking lots of different children questions straight from the Kid Coach app, and you'll see how we can build the skills that matter the most simply through conversation.
This week, we spoke with Andrea, age 13, on the value of money and what is worth our hard-earned cash. We looked at the value of things comparable to other cheaper products and if designer brands are ever really worth our time. Andrea, I want to ask you, what is expensive but worth it?
Okay. I think, so there's like a lot of expensive like brands, and I feel like they're like thousands of dollars just for one thing. And really, if you have that money to spare, then maybe it will be worth it. Or like if you worked very hard to get this very specific, like the bag that you really wanted and you worked really hard for it, then I feel like that will be worth it. But I feel like some things that are actually useful are like houses and cars, because you use them for a long time before they actually break down. And houses, you can live in for so long. But like a lot of people get loans from the bank so they can actually buy a house. Like no one just pulls out $100,000 out of their wallet. So everyone just gets money from the bank, but then they also return it to the bank. So I feel like if you really need something that expensive, like everyone needs like some sort of home to like live in. So, and if the bank loans you certain amount of money and gives it to you to buy a home, they're doing that because they know that it's going to get you somewhere. Like they know that because it's a house, like everyone needs a house. But if they gave you money to buy an expensive, like they wouldn't give you money to buy an expensive bag, because that's just like, I don't think the bank thinks that that's valuable for the, like, it's not a good thing for the bank to do, because that's just wasting the money.
No, the bank and likely don't think would invest in you with a Gucci bag if they would maybe get you a house.
Yeah. And then I also think that like groceries are very, like, if you go to the groceries once a week and you get like your shopping stuff that you need for cooking and cleaning, that adds up to a lot of money at the end of the year, but it's very worth it because you need to keep your house clean, and you need, like, if you have a family, you need to feed your family and you need to feed yourself, and you need to, like, sometimes your clothes get stained, so you need to get new clothes. So I feel like most of the stuff that people buy and that aren't single use, or like you'll play with it for 5 minutes, is pretty small.
Well, we've clearly got a really good grasp on valuing things. And obviously houses, food, transport, three pillars of what makes society function, really useful. So let's think about some of the other things we have. Say three things in your house. Think about what's the most expensive things there. What would happen if you didn't have them? Would they impact your life a lot? Or are they mostly frivolous or decorative or kind of aesthetic rather than functional?
I think that the most expensive thing that I own is probably like my iPad. And I feel like I use that a lot. I use it every day and I like message my friends on it and I watch videos. So if, and I like look at clothes online. So I feel like if I didn't have my iPad, I feel like if, because most of the, like some of the expensive stuff in my house is the devices. And I feel like if no one had the devices, that would be like very hard. But if people still had their devices and they didn't have the TV, because the TV is a lot more expensive than a device, I feel like a TV is better to watch than just like staring at a screen, even though it's kind of the same thing. You're kind of distanced from the TV and like you can control like with the remote, like you can control like what you watch and like all that stuff. And it's not just like garbage that's like on YouTube. It's like you can watch like documentaries, but you can also do that on a device. But most people do that on TV. And I feel like if we didn't have a TV in our house, I think a lot of time would be saved to do like other things. So maybe like go outside, but I feel like I couldn't live without watching TV. So I don't know.
That makes sense. We need entertainment. We also need our connectivity as well. In today's age where we have to be kind of always connected, always somewhat online, it's really important to have those things with us. And without them, we'd be kind of stuck.
Yeah.
So let's go then with things that potentially don't have as much practical use, like connectivity or home conditions and transport. When you go out to the shops with your pocket money and you go to look for things to buy, how do you decide if something is worth it? If you look at, say, two bags, one is decently priced and quite nice, and one is really nice but really expensive. Do you value one more? Is it worth buying the most expensive one?
So I had this similar situation happen to me. So I went to the jewelry shop with my friends and we were deciding what to get. And so they were like these rings and one of them was like $8, but then there was like a very similar ring and it was like $3. So I feel like sometimes the shops are going to overprice things to get more money, even though really it's just the same thing. So, but if something really is expensive and you would be using it a lot, like you can't just buy without actually thinking about, should I buy this? So I feel like if one bag is decently priced with decently good, useful things that may last you a couple months, and then the other bag is like very good, well, like good stuff, and it's going to last maybe like a year or so, maybe 2 years. But it's just like, so the first bag, let's say, is $50 and then the other bag is $150. That's a big price difference. That's $100. And I feel like you should be thinking, do I really want to spend $100 extra on this bag? Like, it depends on what it is inside. So if those two bags are filled with makeup, I don't think they would probably sell out to like older people, like older women. But I feel like if the bags were filled with like groceries or like food, more people would take it because you use, like, it depends on how you're going to use the item. And people need food every day and you don't need makeup every day. So people are definitely going to, I think people are going to choose the food over the makeup. Because, and I think the people would choose the more priced, the highly priced food, because normally when it comes to prices and food, the price means it's better. And so I feel like if the price, like the other bag, the $50 bag might have like a piece of moldy like meat. But like the other bag might have like really nice like steak or something. So I feel like based on the quality and the looks and the price as well, it depends on what they're, I think, yeah.
Does price always affect quality? Is that something we have in our general society? If something's more expensive, it's always better?
No, that's not true. Because when you go and you buy something for like $10 and then it breaks the next day, that was overpriced. But then I actually, this has actually happened to me before as well. So I went to the shops and I was looking for some pants and they had them, but they were very expensive. And then it's like a family of brands. So then I went to like the other shop, which is also in the family of brands, and that had the exact same pants and it was $20 cheaper. And they were the same thing, and it was the color that I was looking for. So I feel like the price does not affect the quality and the item, because you could find the exact same thing for so much cheaper.
You've already got this frugal mindset going on of how to manage your money better, which is really encouraging to see. So I guess then there's only really one way to test your value on money, and that's around staying power and durability. So is it worth it to buy a pair of shoes for £50, but you know they'll last you over a year? Or do you buy a pair of shoes that are maybe £15, but they'll last you maybe 3 months, 6 months? How do you value that, and how do you choose which one to buy?
If they were the exact same shoes, then I would definitely buy the cheaper one. But if, like, maybe one of the shoes was like a pair of sneakers that had like a cool print design on it, and then the other shoes were like another pair of sneakers which had another cool like design on it, I feel like you would have to test them out. Like, normally when you go to a shoe shop, they let you like take your shoe off and like put it on, walk around, see if it's actually worth buying, which I feel like has a big effect on whether you should buy this or not. So if this was in a shoe shop and I saw them, I would definitely put both of them on and kind of like test them side by side to see which one am I really going to use. But normally I would, naturally, I think that I would pick the more expensive one just because it would last longer. And if you buy a pair of shoes and it only lasts you 3 months, you're going to have to buy four pairs of shoes throughout the year, which is a lot of money throughout. But if you just buy one pair of shoes for, and if you buy four pairs of shoes throughout the year, that's going to be more money than just buying one pair of shoes that are more expensive. So I feel like you should buy the more expensive ones.
And that's where we found the value in things that aren't exactly just our useful things, like devices and houses. Value can actually come from how long it lasts in terms of things you want to buy to use in some regard. So then what about just like a piece of art, or maybe a new top, or, you know, some new clothes you want to buy? Is there value in their brand names? Or if you like the look of something and it's just made by the local shop, do you buy that instead?
So if you have enough money to go to like Louis Vuitton and like buy like a shirt or something, like a dress, you go buy that. But then I feel like if you go to another store, because I don't think kids should be wearing designer brands, because like, unless you're rich and famous like the Kardashians, you shouldn't be wearing that stuff, because it just looks like you're just trying a little bit too hard to like impress people. So I feel like if you go to compared to a kid going to Louis Vuitton and then going to like Gap, I feel like the kid should go to Gap, because first of all, it's way cheaper. And then if Louis Vuitton, I don't even think has kids stuff. So, but if an adult was going there and the adult had saved a decent amount of money to get something that they were like setting their mind on, they were like, okay, this is my goal, I want to buy this by 3 months' time. So, and 3 months passes and they have to choose between Louis Vuitton and the local store, I think that the adult, depending on where they are financially, like how much money they have and stuff, I think if they purposefully went to, like, if they purposefully went to the shops to go to Louis Vuitton, they're going to go to Louis Vuitton. But if they maybe run into Gap, I don't think that they're going to go there.
And I guess there's one final way to test your value on things. Your device is clearly very important, first thing that comes to mind. And a device is a set certain price across most shops. Is it still worth it if they add another £100 on?
Yes.
What about another 100?
Well, how much did they start with?
Let's say you buy a brand new phone and it's $600. Okay. You know, that's kind of a standard price for a brand new phone. Would it be worth it if it was 700?
If it was the brand new model, I feel like Apple always overprices things. Like the new iPhone 13 is like, the new iPhone 13 Pro Max is like $1,100, which is a lot of money for a brand new phone. And the regular iPhone 13 is like already $800. But if they like added the price, then I feel like they would have to add up the price to all of their other phones just so they could like be fair, I guess. And Apple like already makes like so much money off buying phones, and people use phones so much. And if you raise the price like a couple hundred dollars, I don't think that people are going to notice that much, because like people are just going to be setting their mind on, I really want to buy a phone, so I'll go in and I'll buy a phone. So if they raise the price, it's not going to change their goal. Like, I don't think it might change their goal to, okay, I'm still, like, they're still going to go buy a phone.
Really interesting, really creative way of thinking around that question as well. I think that's a pretty good grasp of what you think is valuable, how we spend money, and what is worth our money and time. So thank you, Andrea. That's actually a really good answer.
So there you have it. What a great conversation that was, filled with some fantastic coaching moments. I found that regular conversations like this can make a big difference in equipping our kids with the softer skills they need to thrive in tomorrow's world. As you've seen, it doesn't have to take more than 5 or 10 minutes. And when you're doing this at home as a parent, it can be squeezed in anywhere that you have a moment, during the school pickup, over dinner, at bedtime, etc. Now, I know you'll be inspired to do more of this at home with yourself, with your kids. And so I really want you to check out www.kidcoach.app, or just search for Kid Coach app to get the app, which has this and hundreds more guided conversations just like it. You can get started for free and immediately start making a big difference to your child's future success and happiness. I really, really believe that these softer skills are what the next generation will need to thrive. I'm super keen to support you parents in developing this through conversation at home. So thanks for listening. Make sure you download the Kid Coach app and subscribe to this podcast as well to get our next episode straight away. My name's Coven. You've been listening to Kid Coach Conversations, and I really hope that you have a great conversation with your child today.
If you enjoyed this podcast and found it helpful, consider taking a minute to leave us a review. We want to help to inspire as many parents as possible to have these kind of meaningful chats with their kids, and it would mean the world to us if you could give us some feedback. If you could give us a thumbs up or a comment wherever you normally find your podcasts, it'll help us reach more people and improve the show going forward. Thank you for listening.